It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We gotta have a drive.
23 left. 23 left.
Will. 1, 2, 3.
It's time now for the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Now, here's your host, Nate Geary.
Good morning, everybody.
No, it is not Nate Geary. He just wrapped up the network postgame show. It is Zach Jones with you here for the next hour. And for those still attached for our network postgame show, don't worry. We do know we have to get through two more of those breaks, so stay tuned. Those are obviously coming up here in this hour. But the Buffalo Bills, they do take down the Jacksonville Jaguars by a score of 47-10. It was never even remotely close, and it was euphoric watching how good this Bills offense and even defense looks, even with all the issues, all the turnover they had this offseason, the injuries they picked up in the preseason and in training camp. Just unbelievable to watch how this team has looked in these first three weeks. Good morning, everyone. I can officially say that, of course, this is past midnight. Welcome into the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Again, Zach Jones hanging out with you here. We are, of course, looking for your calls, 803-0550, the number to call to give your thoughts here as the Bills do move to 3-0. They are one of three teams in the AFC to be undefeated through the first 3 weeks, the other two being Kansas City and the Pittsburgh Steelers of all teams. But the Bills, though, seem to be one of the few teams in the entire NFL who have truly looked dominant, where they really do look like they are just leaning on teams, putting all their weight on them, and teams just cannot handle it. I mean, this is a game. You leave this now, 47-10. If you're a Jacksonville fan, you're having an honest conversation of this is the sort of game that gets a head coach fired before Halloween, if you're Doug Peterson. It is. This was never a contest. And it got to a point where the broadcast, I saw people saying on Twitter as well, was bringing up how, are they ever going to move out of man coverage? What's going on here? I mean, like, the Bills are just feasting on him, and that's exactly what it was. Josh Allen, if he's not your MVP pick through the first month, you're just not being serious. 7 touchdown passes, no interceptions, 9 total touchdowns, the Bills being 3-0. And then tonight on primetime, you know, Monday Night Football, 23 for 30, 76.7 completion percentage, 263 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He also added 6 rushes for 44 yards. And that is us having an eye on the quarterback. It is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your businesses so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. And then on the other side, Trevor Lawrence. Wow. 21 for 38, 178 yards, 1 touchdown, and a really, really bad interception. Mac Jones ultimately finishes out this game. But it's just, it never really felt like they were in the game. For a team that was as desperate as they were going into the year, or going into this game, excuse me, and somewhat how desperate they were going into the year, obviously finishing on such a bad note after starting the year, I think 8-3, and not even making the playoffs, to see this sort of team regression after you also just paid a big contract to Trevor Lawrence, I mean, that's got to be a really disheartening place to be if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just you added pieces to this team. You added Mitch Morris as your center. You added Gabe Davis. You drafted Brian Thomas. And ultimately, them on offense as well. 17 points, 13 points, 10 points. Just doing absolutely nothing at all. While on the Bills side of things, they've yet to score under 30. 34, 31, and 47. They look absolutely incredible. In an era, I guess, that is now not as kind to offenses, namely passing offenses. And I found that interesting that for the Bills, who ran the ball so much in the first 2 weeks, really, I think both due to this is what the game plan should be calling for, and also, well, we're just kind of destroying them. There's no real reason for us to go to a passing game. To see them unleash the vertical passing and just to let Allen sit back there and throw. I think he had 25 attempts in the first half, which is more than he had all of last game. and for it to just be as effortless and just as smooth as it was. Khalil Shakir continues to be so impressive. He is somebody that I was banging the drum for really for months now, since the draft, of saying like, no, I think he is going to be their number one guy. I think he has elite traits. To see him start the year having not dropped a pass, 3-for-3 against Arizona, 5-for-5 against Miami, 6-for-6 tonight against Jacksonville. He also adds in, obviously, there, 72 yards and a touchdown. The man also refuses to score just average touchdowns. He has to spin or something to score. He has just been a joy to watch up to this point. James Cook should have had a receiving touchdown, dropped it, but outside of that, I mean, he went for rushing. He had 11 rushing attempts, 39 yards, and one touchdown. Not a great day on the ground, but over the or through the air, 5 targets, 4 catches, 48 yards, and again, that dropped touchdown. He was like, they just look like a team that when it gets going, it is just the perfect machine. They have guys who are getting open. They have guys who are making catches. They don't really ever look like they're stressing out. It never looks like it's as difficult as, really, you look back at last year. A lot of the time, the offense did look like it was kind of just grinding into the ground of just like, Allen's talented, Diggs is talented. We know they have good pieces, but it's just, it doesn't feel right. And ultimately, you do see Ken Dorsey get fired. And now, of course, last year, and even parts into this year, there were fears Ken Dorsey was going to sort of take away the passing game, want to come more run first, what have you. I think tonight proved that, no, it just depends on what the game plan is calling for. Are they letting us throw it? Cool, we're going to keep throwing it. Are they not even going to cover the running game? Cool, we're going to keep running the ball. It is a lack of arrogance, it feels like, in the Bills coaching staff and in the coaching rooms, to not demand in a way that their game plan, their original game plan, is going to work. There are a lot of teams out there that would go in with one idea and never move off of it. You saw it tonight with Jacksonville and their defense. That team was in man coverage until it was 34-3. I mean, that was what they were going to do. Dallas last year against the Bills, never really deciding to seriously, you know, defend the run. And so Buffalo just kept running it. Where now we've seen it multiple times. The Bills have been willing to either stick to what, you know, they were going to if it's working, or pivot to something new and to keep themselves fresh. They look like a team going forward that is going to be such a difficult time for defensive coordinators and teams to kind of decide how to actually attack them. Because they're proving early, it doesn't matter what you do, the other thing is going to work just as well. And I think that was what tonight was for me, and where I'm leaving as happy as I was. It was an incredibly efficient through-the-air game. Allen looked completely in command. There was a call about an hour ago with Nate of just, you know, there were a few times he could have taken the deep shot, but he decided to, you know, go underneath, throw it to Cook, throw it to Shakir. And it has turned this Bills offense into just a well-oiled, efficient machine that I honestly, I look around the rest of the AFC. We haven't even mentioned the other Monday night game that went on now. Cincinnati's 0-3 in what was one of the better offensive games ever. I think the first time since 1940 there was a game with no punts and no turnovers. Unbelievable there. But I look at other teams in the AFC. You know, Houston, I have a real big question mark really on their offense and their defense. I think they escaped with a win against Indianapolis, who I don't think is particularly good. And then, you know, Chicago, you know, they're really not good. They are a concerningly bad team, and they only beat them 19-13. And then yesterday, it's a clobbering by Minnesota. It's never a game. It looked like this. So Houston, I'm kind of leery on. With Kansas City, due to injuries they've picked up this year and also just sort of not really fixing their issues from last year, they are, if it's not Rashee Rice, we don't know what the hell to do. That's where Kansas City's at. Rashee Rice is showing out to be an amazing receiver. I think he had 14 targets yesterday, 12 catches, over 100 yards, and a touchdown. Worthy, though, since week one, has kind of been a non-factor in that offense. Isaiah Pacheco obviously hurt. Travis Kelce, we're all talking about retirement with him again. It's just,
we are in such an interesting spot already with the AFC of now you're looking at all these teams, and I think we're now in a period where it's fair to really judge. I think we have a fair enough sample size with Cincinnati. Sure, their offense may be good. Their defense is trash. It's not good. It's bad. Baltimore. They seem to be almost too much of a one-trick pony on offense. They're concerning, and giving up these late leads is going to get them bit way more now. I think the talent level in the NFL has equaled out. I don't think there's many great teams in the NFL. I think there's a lot of good ones, and you got to hope they have a quarterback or a unit that'll put you over the top for some of these other good teams. It's just I'm excited now. I'm thrilled. I think the NFL is absolutely wide open, and I think the Bills find themselves in a great spot rather than, you know, let's say you are Jacksonville looking around going, I don't know what to do. You know, we got a Super Bowl winning coach. He looks like a disaster. We got the generational number one overall pick quarterback. If not regressing, he's outright stagnated in terms of his progression. It's just it's a wonderful time as a Bills fan to know that in a year of transition, that's how it was being pitched, and I think it was right. They look this good. And it's absolutely wonderful to see. It's time now to get connected to our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We go to the phones, and Laura is on the line. Laura, how are we doing tonight?
Hey, is this Nate?
No, Nate left. This is Zach Jones.
All right, Zach, listen, I have been a Bills, born and raised in Buffalo, season ticket holder 8 years ago. I recently moved down to South Carolina. This is my first season being out of Buffalo in a new area and a new city, explaining to these people my love for the Buffalo Bills. And tonight was, I had goosebumps when I seen them running out tonight. I had goosebumps when I heard our chants tonight. I was concerned about, them double-teaming Cook and Josh's hand. But to see so many players get their first touchdowns, get their first interceptions, I mean, I was in tears at the end of the game, because being down here now and not in Buffalo, and trying to explain it to people that aren't from our area, and just the emotion that goes with being a Bills fan. I was in tears after the game, because I'm like, we're going to do it. We are going to do it. And since I've been down here in South Carolina, I have an island that's dedicated. It's Bills Mafia of Lake Murray, South Carolina. And I'm the crazy Bills lady that flies the Bills Mafia flag proud. But tonight, I mean, we looked good. And we're going to do it. And all these, I have James Cook jersey. And when I seen Elvis with his guitar and the saying on his guitar, I knew that these boys were going to pull through. And what I saw tonight, that doesn't happen in Buffalo. We're not used to Monday Night Football. We're not used to these night games. And it was just very emotional for me watching it down here and not sitting in, you know, section 127, mm-hmm. and right at the end zone watching them boys run out. But I found out you can be a Bills Mafia fan wherever. And tonight was very emotional. For me, I will say.
Yeah, Laura, thanks for the call. And yeah, I that was maybe my favorite part of tonight, is how many firsts for a lot of guys there were. Of course, Hamlin's first interception. You had, you know, Javon Salomon with the strip sack. You have Keon Coleman's first touchdown. You have Ray Davis's first touchdown. This is one of the few games I could remember of recent memory where it was a complete domination and there wasn't a horrifying injury in the middle of it that dampened the mood, whether it be, you know, Trey White from a few years ago against Miami, and then, you know, even this past Miami game, Terrell Bernard. And you're just sitting there going, come on, like, we're having such a good time and this is what happens. Like, I was kind of getting tired of it. And even tonight I had that thought
as the game was going on of like, all right, well, you know, it's a terrible thought, but I'm sitting here thinking like, all right, who's going to get hurt now? This is what happens. The Bills have blowout wins and they lose somebody like on their defense or their offense, and you just leap going, I mean, cool, they won, but like, ugh. I guess I now know what I'm listening for tomorrow. It's very, very frustrating. I will tell you though, Laura. I mean, we're getting to a point now with this Bills roster, with the Allen McDermott era. I mean, we got to start getting used to these primetime games, especially in Buffalo. I mean, like, they're going to have another one next week, and it's going to be in Baltimore, sure, but they're on Sunday Night Football again. And then they got like a 1 o'clock game, and then they're right back, I think, to Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football with the Jets. I mean, it's. They are must-watch TV. They are. And Allen, I think, tonight showed why he is so much this captivating figure in the NFL. I said it kind of at the outset of the show, but he's the MVP. Up to this point, he is the MVP. Now, look, he has had points where he has looked like he was going to run away with it before, only for the season to kind of falter and kind of turn a little bit. He is the runaway MVP in my mind right now. No other quarterback looks to be in his stratosphere at the moment, in, even in terms of turnovers, in terms of, you know, putting together these offensive performances. Sam Darnold might be the guy, honestly. And that's really about it. Everyone else seems to be somewhat struggling early on and such. It just, it feels like this Bills team is hitting a really good spot early in the year, where there were some thoughts that potentially, because of all the transition, because of all the new faces in both the offense and defense, the early period would be a struggle a little bit for the Bills. They'd pick up wins, sure, but it wouldn't look like a fully finished product. They look pretty fully finished here. They look very, very, very good. And I think it showed tonight, just on the offensive side of things, with McDermott's complete willingness to go for it on fourth downs. I mean, basically not even a thought they were going to go for those first two fourth downs that ultimately led in scoring drives. My only fear, obviously, is that they're peaking too early. But then you look at some of the injuries they've picked up in the first 2 weeks in preseason, and you sit there and go, nope, they're not even at their best form yet. Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson are truly unbelievable players. Taron Johnson's maybe the best nickel corner in football, and I thought Terrell Bernard was maybe the highest ascending middle linebacker in the sport. I think definitely the AFC. It's just they look so good, right? And I know Jacksonville's a bad team, but that's the thing. That's what great teams do to bad teams. You make the bad team look like they came in completely unprepared. You make owners of the opposing team have to really sit down and talk with their families and talk with like whoever's in their front offices and go, do we need to make a head coaching change? And I think that's what the Bills did tonight. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Rich on the line. Rich, how are we doing this morning?
Happy. It's kind of crazy. Allen looks relaxed. I honestly think, hate to say it, but I mean, he's playing more relaxed, I think, because Diggs is gone. You know, he doesn't have someone crying for the ball. Cook's evolved. It's not all on him. You know, even when he ran, the Jags defense was kind of surprised. I mean, that fourth and short play, third and two, he's right up the middle of the field. They didn't even watch Allen. It's just fun to watch. And then we don't even have a number one receiver, or so-called. He's just relaxed, throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, it's a fun season. I know it's only week three. I just can't wait to watch it all unfold.
Yeah, Rich, man, thanks for the call. And I find myself wanting to do that, too, of like, you know, I know it's only week three. I know it's only week two. Like, at what point are we allowed to just be like, nah, it's a fun season. I'm having a good time. I'm having a great time. I really am. They're a lot of fun to watch. They're blowing teams out. I think you're absolutely spot on there, Rich. I think Allen looks very relaxed. I will say, and for the fear of maybe starting problems here, I don't totally blame it on Diggs. I blame it a lot on the roster construction of the last few years. I think the biggest problem for the Bills in terms of the receiving room was not Stephon Diggs demanding the ball, not Stephon Diggs being the number one wide receiver. It was the fact that the Bills didn't have a two or three behind him. They had Gabe Davis, who was terribly inconsistent, wonderful value for a fourth-round pick, but was never consistent enough to be a number two. And once they lost Beasley, they never really had that outlet option, that third option that Allen could just go to, boom, 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 and keep the offense humming, not take a negative play, not kind of
throwaway kind of, you know, the gears turning, the momentum kind of building. And I think now you look at the Bills wide receiver room, it's just a bunch of dudes. And I don't say that disparagingly. I think a lot of people know how I feel about Khalil Shakir. I think he is the number one wide receiver on this team, and I think it's not even close. I think, though, it's more that after Shakir, they have a pretty darn good receiver in Curtis Samuel. They have a pretty darn good tight end receiver in Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. Mac Hollins is not a scrub. Keon Coleman, who apparently wasn't playing in the first half because he was benched because he was late at some point this week, he looks to be pretty darn good. They have other guys who aren't up and down, inconsistent. They're kind of giving you a wide receiver room of, there may not be a lot of 10 out of 10 performances, but you'll never get below a 6 out of 10. At worst, they're going to be bang average. You're going to get exactly what you pay for kind of deal. But then you'll have games like out of Khalil Shakir, who I think is the only true elite potential talent they have right now in just the receiver room, not adding the tight ends, but in the receiver room. He gives you tonight where he goes 6 for 6, 72 yards and a touchdown. And his yak contributions are phenomenal. Him and James Cook in the yak department are game-changing, I think, for this Bills offense and for Josh Allen in particular. It does look effortless, and I think a lot of it is, too, is the Bills have built a wide receiver room on guys getting open and having yak. It is not all now of Allen having to fit tight window throws 30 yards down the field to move the chains, which was a lot of what they were doing under Ken Dorsey, and even to a certain extent Brian Daboll. And now you're seeing what they're able to do when they have guys that Allen can just dump the ball off to him and let them go play, essentially. Let them go out there and be backyard football, what have you. James Cook has become such a threat out of the backfield, and he's an early target a lot of times for the Bills as well to kind of get the offense humming. Khalil Shakir is just, I mean, Mr. Consistent. The man does not drop passes. I think he's now at 28 straight catches. The record's 29. It would now almost be surprising if he didn't break it. The man is just consistent. He does not drop the ball. And this is something I thought that, you know, I think he had something like 88% catch rate last year, but it was a smaller sample size. And I thought, I mean, that's got to go down. Like, if it stays at 80, that's wonderful. That's a great year. 85 is even better. He looks like a guy that's like, no, it's going to be 90. He's going to have like 115 targets and have 100 catches. You know, like that's the kind of guy that Khalil Shakir kind of feels like. And then when you have Allen, who is at this stage in his career of getting the ball and just putting in the perfect spot for a lot of these guys, he is just it's him and Mahomes. They are just untouchable by pretty much every other quarterback in the league. I mean, Ty Johnson, 2 weeks in a row, has had a major catch because of an unbelievable throw by Allen. It's just it's wizardry at times watching this guy play the game of football. And like I said just a few minutes ago, and I think a lot of Bills fans agree tonight, I think he is the runaway MVP at this point in the league. Do want to remind you for tomorrow on WGR, it is Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break down the game in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon. One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at 1 p.m. and Shope and the Bulldog at 3 p.m. featuring Eric Wood at 4 o'clock. Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday all day Tuesday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. We are going to take a quick time out here, and this is going to be a break number 5 for all of our networks that are still with us. We are, of course, still taking your calls. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to give your thoughts on the Bills' 47-10 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Zach Jones, and you're listening to the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Back to pass, pressure coming. Throws, has Ty Johnson for a touchdown! A 16-yard touchdown reception for Ty Johnson, and Josh Allen has 4 touchdown passes in the first half.
Chris Brown on the call there, and oh man, 4 touchdown passes in the first half. Ultimately, Allen does end with 4 touchdown passes. Then he does not add another one, but that Ty Johnson touchdown, he is hitting him 2 weeks in a row on just absurd plays. They're just, everyone is getting involved
in this offense, and it's a joy to watch. And it's kind of like you're seeing almost, I feel like, what every coach kind of pushes for, which is everyone's involved, and then the great quarterback gets everyone even more involved, that everyone was doing their job, and now they're being rewarded. And it's just, it is so, so much fun to watch up to this point. 3 weeks, Bills 3-0, and two of those games have been complete blowouts that you kind of can kick back and just go, man, this is my football team that I get to root for now as the seasons change. It's unbelievable. Welcome back to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Zach Jones hanging out with you here for just about another half hour as we wrap up the late evening into the morning. We will be hearing from Bills head coach Sean McDermott when he spoke with the media. Gave a little bit of an interesting note on rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman. Not a lot of doing in the first quarter. There's ultimately a reason why for that. But I also want to remind you that be listening every Bills game during countdown to kickoff for tailgate trivia presented by Game Day Hospitality. You could win two VIP tickets to a Game Day Hospitality Red Zone tailgate party, food, drink, and access to the VIP tent included. And for your Buffalo tailgate and trivia needs, check out GameDayHospitality.com. Just a great game for the Buffalo Bills. And now they do get ready to take on a Baltimore Ravens team that had to fight and claw and just do everything to get a win out of Dallas after they led that game for the entirety of it. It looked like there was no problems, and then quickly their issues of closing out games really started to rear their ugly head. And now they're sitting at 1-2. They do get the win over Dallas, but they're bringing in a Bills team that looks on fire. And if I'm the Ravens, I'm nervous. Lamar Jackson has never necessarily had a great game against a Sean McDermott defense. And not saying he's necessarily struggled by any means, but he has not been a world beater. Allen, not necessarily either against the Ravens defense, but this is sort of a game where if you're the Ravens, you kind of need to win it. And while I'm not saying the Bills can drop it, not by any means. 3-1, you're not sitting here panicking. 1-3... Ravens are probably panicking. I mean, you look at what happened tonight with Cincinnati. They're probably leaving their game against Kansas City last week, frustrated, of course. The call at the end of the game, that's frustrating. You dropped a game to New England you really shouldn't have, but they've been struggling in week one for, I think, 3 years now. And then tonight, no punts, no turnovers. The first time that has happened in an NFL game since 1940. And they lose 38-33. Jaden Daniels, they did nothing to him. 21 of 23, 254 yards and two touchdowns. He also added 39 yards on the ground and another touchdown. Terry McLaurin tonight, 6 targets, 4 catches, 100 yards and a touchdown. Washington again puts up 38 points, Cincinnati 33. And this is all with Joe Burrow, 29 for 38, 324 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase goes off for 6 catches, 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. You had a good offensive game plan. You were atrocious on defense. It is just they are in a rough spot. I can't even say rough spot. They are in a disastrous spot sitting at 0-3. I would imagine their season is kind of all but over. I mean, 0-2, you're already not in a good spot. 0-3, it's really bad. You get the Panthers on the road next week, but we saw how different that team looked with Andy Dalton at quarterback compared to Bryce Young. But without further ado, let's go live to the locker room and hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. That is brought to you by Reimer Home Services for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started here. I'll start off just a couple thoughts here, and I'll open it up to your questions. So great environment, Monday Night Football in Buffalo. I can tell you this, man, I was pulling into the stadium, into the facility earlier this morning, and there was quite a gathering already with tailgaters out there, and just incredible, right? The support we get here, even on a Monday night, man, like it's unreal. And we're so appreciative of the Bills Mafia. This is a tough place to play, and it's partly because of them. So the team, right? Good team win. I saw us working together all three phases, supporting one another at times, and that was good to see. We're going to need more of that moving forward. And Josh, you know, I think he hit 10 different receivers. I mean, his influence is felt not only through his play, but just the way he's leading our football team. And real happy to see. And the leadership group the same way, coming off of a 10-day break. I think it was roughly 10 days. It's a long time to have a game and then not have another one, especially earlier in the year. And I thought the guys handled it extremely well, very mature. And that starts with our leadership group. Von Miller tying Derek Thomas for 17th. I think it's 17th on the all-time sack list. What an impressive accomplishment. I mean, just incredible. And then DeMar, what a night for DeMar, right? At home on Monday Night Football, getting his first interception, I believe, of his NFL career. Is that right, Derek? NFL career. And the journey that he's been on and how he's persevered. And then a lot of young guys got involved in the game. I won't name them all, but it was good to see those guys get involved, have some success, put in the work, and then reap the fruits of their labor. So I'll mention Keon's situation. So I sat Keon for the first quarter of the game. It will be a learning opportunity for him, and really it was an issue that dealt with being on time. And he knows he's accountable to his teammates. We addressed it. We support him. And we move forward. And I thought he played a good game tonight. Had that one, I think it was one catch for a touchdown there. So that was good to see. Time's yours. Yeah, you're good. Time's yours.
You've seen a lot of great play from Josh Allen over the years. Have you ever seen him quite as in command of the offense as he has been through three games here?
You know, that's a tough question to say that, you know, this was his best game in terms of being in command or what. But I just see it in practice during the week. And again, he's leading from the front with our football team, with our offense, and then he's getting good support as well. I think our coaching staff has done a really good job, led by Joe. The quarterbacks that are in the room alongside of Josh have done a really good job as well. And just being team players, that's not easy to do. But the guys that are in there, I'm very unselfish in their approach, and I can't thank them enough. And that's, they've got a big hand in this as well. So, but yeah, Josh really played well tonight for sure.
Sean, Josh said it's fun and wonderful to play on a team where guys don't care about who scores touchdowns and what stats they get. Can you just describe sort of the culture that you've seen among this team when it comes to that, the first month of the season or something?
I think, you know, everyone's really just focused on doing their job, trying to keep it as simple as we possibly can. And the guys do a really good job of coming in to work, coming in with a certain focus. And that's really where our focus is every week, is putting in the work, preparing the best that we can, and controlling the things that we can. And again, that goes back to Josh and the leadership group leading by example, number one.
Coach, were you happy with, I know Tyler has had some struggles, but he seemed to kick the ball a lot better today. Were you happy with his performance?
I was. You know, we had the one, unfortunately, that got blocked. We'll have to look at that early in the game, the extra point, that is. But really impressed with his resiliency, and I thought he was striking the ball well tonight and getting that field goal at the end. I think it was 40 something there. So it was good to get that kick as well. So, and then his kickoffs looked like he was driving the ball well there. So step in the right direction, and we continue to move forward.
Sean, what have you thought about how Joe Brady has called the offensive games through the first three games here?
Yeah, you know, I think Joe has done a really good job. He understands the players that he has and their strengths, and that's a big piece of it week to week. And, you know, he's shown, which I think is important, that he's willing to do whatever it takes, run, pass, throw it deep, throw it short, in order to win. And that's, I think that's a strength as well. So without getting into, you know, too much strategy, Jay, you know, I've been very impressed with Joe and the offensive staff and just, you know, the overall collaboration. I think one of Joe's greatest strengths is that he's a good listener, and that's an important piece.
Sean, quick follow-up. You know, is that something that happened during the week? Was it something that happened today? And how did he handle that when you told him?
Yeah, I don't want to give out details. I don't think it's necessary, Matt. And I'm just very, you know, impressed with the way Keon handled it. and to then to go back out there in the second quarter, and I think it was the second quarter when he caught the touchdown pass. So I know how important his teammates are to him, and again, this will be a learning opportunity for him.
A lot of the touchdown drives today and you know, last couple of weeks have been longer, sustained drives, but that one right before halftime, it was under a minute to go, and Josh took him downfield. Just what did you like about the way the offense you know, quickly moved down the field there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to stop on defense. Something right before half. I know we got to stop, and then we're able to go get another score before halftime, which was key for us because they were getting the ball. They were getting the ball after half, so you know they were threatening us with a potential double dip situation. They score before half and then get the ball first after half, and our defense stood up, and then the offense took over. And we practiced those. Bless you. We practiced those situations. As much as we can during the week, and you know, I saw the calm and the poise and the execution, you know, being where it needed to be.
Sean, second straight week, I believe, no sacks given up, no turnovers, playing clean like that, especially on offense. What does that do for the overall rhythm of the offense and for your defense when you're continually moving the ball because you're not giving the other team those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, sometimes you got to start by making sure you don't lose the game, right? I say it's a negative, I guess, connotation, but I think there's quite a few games around the league that are lost, more so than those that are won. You know, by number one, the number one reason usually is the ball. So I applaud our offense, our special teams as well. Brandon, you know, I thought he made some good decisions with the ball back there. Brandon Codrington, our returner, and you know, let's not forget he's a rookie, right? So he's making good decisions in some, you know, sticky situations there, right? And so he's very poised, and I think that's one of the things we saw on tape, and then we get him here, and that's the way he is, you know, day in and day out. So kind of mature beyond his years. So still got a lot of work to do, though. I just, you know, we got a good team we're playing this Sunday night. It's a short week for us. I'm going to try and get some rest and get back at it here. So glory to God for the win. Praise him in all ways, all, and no matter we win or we lose. And so I'm extremely grateful for his blessings.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There was Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. And all of our sound from the locker room is brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. And I do want to remind you that tomorrow on WGR, it is a Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down in the morning starting at 6 a.m. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon. With One Bills Live, it'll be Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at 1 p.m., Show Bulldog at 3, featuring former Bill Eric Wood at 4, and Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday. All day Tuesday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. We are going to take a quick timeout here, and with that, it is going to be our final break, break number 6 for all of our networks still with us for our postgame show. It is going to be our final break here for that. And with that being said, this is Buffalo Bills Football.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted services. Zach Jones here with you for just a few more minutes, and we're going to go back to the locker room and hear from Bills quarterback Josh Allen. That is brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs.
Mic check again. Hello, hello, hello. Mic check again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You good? Everybody good? We're good? All right. Sounds good. How we doing?
Josh, what is it like when it seems to be everything is
cool? I mean, feels good, I'll tell you that. Again, I think this could have easily been a game where we had 10 days off and let up on the gas. Didn't sense that from our guys, a lot of urgency throughout the week. Practiced really hard, had a really good game plan. I thought Joe called a great game today. We went out there and executed, but again, that we didn't win it today. We won it, you know, in the last 10 days. And good thing about that is we had 10 days off, and the bad thing about it is now we got a short week and we're going into a really hostile environment, you know, with the Ravens and two-time MVP Lamar. So we're gonna have a turn this real quick and start focusing on them ASAP.
Dr. Josh, again, great performance, Sergi with the chainsaw. Four Eagles, no bogeys. You know, what was going on in your mind running out of the tunnel on a Monday night and the importance of setting the tone early?
I think it's the same mindset that I've had throughout the season. We're just trying to go 1-0 each week. And again, I think last week we found it through running the ball. And this week we knew we were going to have to throw it. And again, guys made plays. They played us in a lot of man. And again, we had just guys making plays. Our offensive line blocked their tails off, and our defense gave us some good field position. So it was a very complimentary football win tonight, and you love seeing those.
Keon with his first career touchdown reception. Can you take us through that play?
Keon? Yeah. Just kind of a play action, two-guy route. You know, they're playing man-to-man, and I'm just kind of reading wherever the safety goes. I'm throwing it to the other guy, and he did a good job of getting on the hump and running and making a play. I'm happy for him getting his first one. Got Ray Davis in the end zone, his first one. Those are special moments that you'll always remember, so it's good to see those guys get in.
Josh, Shakir does not miss a pass. If you haven't missed him in, like, the last 10 games, why is he able to, every time he's targeted, he finds a way to catch the ball?
I mean, I can say this over and over. He's a freaking football player. He is, like, emphasis on football. He loves the game. He does things the right way. He's so selfless in his approach throughout the week. He may get two passes during practice. And, again, he just keeps finding ways to be in the right spot at the right time, and he makes plays. And that's just kind of his M.O. I freaking love him. I'm so proud of him and his trajectory that he's done in his career so far. We got a lot of work to do, a lot to learn from and grow from, and that's where I'm excited because, again, he's just a football player. He does things the right way, and you can't help but root for the guy.
Josh, six different players scored a touchdown tonight. What does that say about, like, this offense of what you guys are trying to do?
No, I think it's paying dividends of what we've worked on throughout the entire offseason and through training camp of the everybody eats mentality. And again, it could be your play, this play. You never know when it's going to happen, and that's the beauty of it. When guys get to buy into this and really understand, like, I may not get the ball four or five times thrown to me a game, but the one or two times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. And, you know, it's a fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And, again, I think throughout practice we've just had this mindset of, like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
Josh, a couple hours ago, LeBron James tweeted, I really like watching Josh Allen play football.
That's pretty cool. I've been wearing LeBron's cleats, the Fruity Pebbles, at practice for that reason. I'm a big fan of his, and, you know, coming from him, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NBA basketball player of all time, I think that's pretty cool.
Sticking with Shakir, that first drive you got cut short if you don't convert that fourth down. Just what did you see on that play?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, they went to a zone coverage, which that play's not great in. But again, the pre-snap motion that Joe has in and the smartness of Khalil to get out there quickly just kind of forces them to move. And I think they just kind of lost him. Everybody kind of rolled to the right. And it was just an easy pitch and catch, let him go do the work. So, yeah, it was just a good play design.
Josh, 3-0 right now. You've been there, done that. Naturally, we know this team is going to get all the love this week. But how do you remind these guys it's still a long way to go?
One game at a time. You don't win a Super Bowl, get into the playoffs with three games, and I think this team understands that. Like I said, we'll watch this film and put this behind us as quickly as we can. And, you know, like I said, we have a really good team that we're going into, and, you know, we got to be ready.
You know, LeBron player was a first-team All-State tight end. We like a lot of tight ends here. How do you think he'll fit in this offense?
We can throw him a few fades. I'd love that.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. A reminder that tomorrow on WGR, it is a Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break down the game in the morning starting at 6 a.m. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon. One Bills Live, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker, that's at 1 p.m. And Shelton Bulldog at 3 featuring former Bill Eric Wood at 4 o'clock. Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday all day Tuesday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. And with that is going to do it for us tonight. The Bills, of course, do walk away and are 3-0 following their 47-10 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now, coming up next, it is a short week for them as they will now travel to Baltimore to take on the 1-2 Ravens for Sunday night football. That's going to do it for me this evening. Have a wonderful rest of your early morning, late evening. This is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.